off a weekend, which, depending on your need, necessity, or maybe your desire, I say need or necessity, maybe you needed supplies or something you had to do, so you had to go out someplace. Or maybe you had a desire to head out someplace. Weather was pretty good, and you know, as we know that northern Michigan is more opened, and there are other ways that even around in the Great Lakes Bay region, there are some openings of stores and such, still with some restrictions and regulations. A lot of that will continue to happen today with the restaurant opportunities that'll be taking place. And then you're hearing eventually, of course, the hair salons and things like that going on. I got to say, though, because I had a chance, a need, as well as a desire to be out this weekend. And from what I was seeing and experiencing, and you tell me, folks, you can let me know. If you want to message me, you can always send me an email, charlie@wsw.com. But you know what it looked like to me? It looked like everything was normal, and there was barely any indication of what was happening, of still any restrictions or regulations regarding COVID-19.
You mean people weren't wearing masks?
There were some, but not. What it looked like to me was going back to the early beginnings, mm-hmm. when people were just starting to wear masks, mm-hmm. and starting to social distance. That's what it looked like to me, I got to tell you. A lot of businesses that I know I'd had to visit in the past number of weeks, which used to have the signs that said must wear masks, mm-hmm. a couple of those, the signs weren't there, or they weren't being
respected.
Respected, that's a good word to use.
Observed.
And some cases where stores would say, hey, you need a mask to come in. Mm-hmm. Not would say, and in fact, some places of business where the employees weren't even
really
wearing masks. Mm. Yeah. And over the weekend, there were certainly more protests. And thankfully, I think most of all were peaceful that were going on.
Oh, yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. In our area, for sure. And all over the country, for the most part.
And while many I saw that did have masks, even if they're outdoors, I saw enough where they weren't. And there was certainly no social distancing going on.
None of that, no.
And that wasn't happening. And going back to the governor last week, who was in Detroit when she was participating, mm-hmm. might have been wearing a mask, but certainly was no social distancing going on there. Yeah, that's it's just it. To my perspective, was like, yep, everything's back to normal. I even saw a youth baseball game.
Really?
That was going on.
How can that be?
Well, there are different organizations, mm-hmm. beyond Little League, where Little League has governance over the way certain aspects of how leagues are run. There are other ways that baseball leagues happen, travel baseball, things like that. And it looked like it was 8-year-old and under kids. And, well, one dugout looked like it was trying to do its best to help keep the kids apart. Another dugout, all the kids were in there, hmm. with some adults, no masks, a lot of camaraderie on the field and in the stands. It looked like maybe some were trying to keep themselves apart. But if that wasn't the case, there were certainly instances where that's a rather large family that's gotten together here. And you know,
yeah.
It was really a mixed... yeah.
Well, they're allowing larger groups. I mean,
they are.
Like up to 500 outdoor in some areas, I guess, now it's coming up.
I still thought it was supposed to still try and do your best, though, to...
Social distance, yeah.
Well, like I said, it was, to me, my perspective was, and maybe, you know, again, this is where I happen to be, maybe where you happen to be, folks. It was not that way. Now, what it all means, I don't know. This is what we hear about from... experts, officials, health concerns about maybe this is something that's going on now that may play out with increased cases.
Well, we'll know within a couple of weeks. I mean, if they're going to catch it, it's going to be, you know, in a couple of weeks.
There's increased calls still. We're hearing, going back to the protests that were going on, mm-hmm. that I know New York and I think other states have said to all the protesters, hey, you did your protest, great. You know, thank you for keeping it peaceful, whatever. We're not stopping you, but... If you were in that gathering and you weren't wearing a mask and you weren't social distancing, you better go get tested. And we'll see what happens. But again, that wasn't alone. There were a lot of things that were going on. Mm-hmm. So, as I said, that's the circles I traveled. Perhaps you had a different experience, folks. You tell me. But it seemed more like it was the beginning of the... And maybe that's how... I don't know if using the end is right. you know how a lot of times when you're starting to get into something, mm-hmm. it starts slowly, builds, and you peak and
ramps up, yeah.
And then you reach the peak, and then you start to go
the downside of the curve. Yeah.
And maybe that's the way it's going to kind of just happen. Now we still have restaurants that are going to be very restricted. There's still the open issue, even as we sit here on June 8th, of what the schools are going to be doing. That's still
an
unknown.
That's a big unknown.
So there's more to come.
And the governor says there'll be no sporting events until there's a vaccine. Well, that could be never.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, people are willing. And there's some folks I'm going to talk to and just get their perspective. People I trust just for an honest opinion and as non-political as possible, even though try to keep politics out of these things. That's good luck on that. But, you know, just we know what the feelings are, what the engagement is in some communities or other people that they associate with that, you know, just, you know, there are people just saying, hey, we're going to go for it.
Yeah.
This is the way it's going to be. Especially getting back into youth sports. If you're going to do youth sports, that's what's going to happen because if you try and stop, I don't care what the sport is, you know, kids 8, 9, 10, 7, whatever the sport you're doing, you try and stop them from, you know, getting together and doing what they do in the sport of their choice, good luck. That's not going to happen. The kids are going to be kids. And do they really have an understanding of what's going on? Mm-hmm. You might tell them, you know, this is dangerous. People may die, things like that. But overall, if they're healthy and they see all their friends and family that are healthy, they're just trying to figure things out.
Unfortunately, they're the most resilient with this stuff, I guess.
Yeah. We know that some have had problems and there have some deaths. But I think the majority, of course, still continues to be adults and older adults.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was my weekend perspective. And again, if somebody else experienced something vastly different, I'd like to know.
No, but just a side note, there was a big backup on eastbound US 10 yesterday.
Oh.
Over Sanford Lake, where it's one lane in each direction while they have the temporary, fortunately it opened this past week, where they have a temporary one lane in each direction while they continue repairs over the US 10 over Sanford Lake. But there was a big backup. And the other thing, people who observed it couldn't believe what they saw when they saw how that lake looks. Or lack of lake.
Oh, yeah.
We're pretty astonished by what happened, you know, when they actually get to see it.
One thing to see pictures, it's the other thing to actually see it in person.
To see it when you've been through there many times before on a weekend or whatever, and then you look and think, oh my gosh, what happened? Well, they know what happened.
Still, though, it's hard to think that, you know, one moment there's a lake and the next moment there's not.
It just does not look the same.
Especially something that large, too. Mm-hmm. It's not like it was a small pond, you know.
No.
A little backyard watering hole. It was much more than that.